22. The number one phrase being used in obituaries worldwide is died suddenly. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
So what is actually in these shots? Why are people dying suddenly, and what are they fending off as they spin before death?
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Died Suddenly, coming exclusively to the Stu Peters Network, November 2022. It's October 25th now. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, Dr. Brian Artis was the star of Watch the Water last spring, which was viewed by more than 8 million people on Rumble and millions more on other platforms. Artis is still helping to lead the fight against mRNA shots by warning about the dangerous substances within them. His most recent concern is highlighting all of the dangerous chemicals added to these COVID shots, including the non-mRNA ones. For instance, the Johnson & Johnson shot contains polysorbate 80, which Dr. Artis says can punch holes in the gut-blood barrier as well as the blood-brain barrier. This allows all kinds of chemicals into your body's most important systems. Deadly chemicals. Meanwhile, the chemical polyethylene glycol 2000, which mimics the side effects of antifreeze, is added to both the Pfizer and Moderna shots. The most important thing, of course, is the long-term impact of mRNA shots, since Big Pharma's master plan is to have every vaccine on the face of the planet be an mRNA shot eventually. According to Dr. Artis, repeated mRNA use will eventually erase your body's natural immunities and basically leave you enslaved to pharma-provided therapeutics if you want to stay alive. Unbelievable. Dr. Brian Artis joins us now, sir. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, it's great to be here. Proud of you, man.
You know, all of these chemicals that are in these shots, at the end of the day, they're just killing people. And that needs to be the overall message. Do you agree?
I do. Actually, there's several things this is doing. It's leaving people disabled for life. It's impacting their immune systems for life. There was a published paper back in February of 2022 by Stephanie Seneff and other co-authors like Peter McCullough that the mRNA vaccines are proving to actually destroy what is called alpha interferon, which downstream destroys your ability to actually elicit toll-like receptors to be enacted to protect you against cancers to spread throughout the body, leading to all kinds of metastatic issues. So yes, there's complications long-term. In fact, Guillain-Barré syndrome, we've seen myocarditis, and you should ask me about, I appreciate you bringing up Watch the Water, the snake venom peptides aren't going away. And Stu, for the whole world watching, my intent has been to actually help you explain why all these symptoms are occurring. And there's one thing you're all ignoring. If you go and look at the injuries to the mRNA vaccines, those being reported to VAERS, even the Johnson & Johnson adenovirus vector vaccine, every single side effect can be attributed to the side effects of venom, and very specifically, a side effect of venom therapy and vaccines called serum sickness. Stu, did you know myocarditis is a side effect published since the 1800s to the use of venom and anti-venom therapy? Myocarditis, which is the number one published side effect to scarring and injuring heart cells, that is everlasting. It never reverses. It's scarring of the heart, supposedly, and leads, according to Dr. Hilton in England, to a 50% mortality rate in less than 5 years.
A lot of people are saying, you know, what happened to the venom theory? What happened to that? Oh, we're just on to new theories now. No. There's nothing saying that multiple theories can't be true, that there can't be self-assembling nanoparticles inside of these shots. There's nothing saying that these things can't be a biosynthetic parasite and include venom. Not only in the shots, Dr. Artis, but in the sequence for SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, whatever that is, these venomous peptides are there as well, aren't they?
They are there. So it was confirmed, and we went through that on Watch the Water documentary. The venom peptides have never gone anywhere. I've done about 800 interviews since our Watch the Water documentary dropped. This has been a worldwide phenomenon, and it has actually answered the questions and brought relief of symptoms with the antidotes we presented one after another with research papers over the last 50 years of all the natural things you can take to actually reduce and inhibit the actions of venoms on the blood, the brain, and neurological tissue.
The Chinese crate snake, the African king cobra, a German hedgehog, a bat from Africa, a bat from China. This whole thing was man-made.
It was on a computer, which is why the whole virus has never been isolated in the wild. I am under the opinion here. I mean, I guess it's this show's opinion that there never was a virus, that this was never about a respiratory infection. This was never about something that was contagious or passed from human to human. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I actually have come to the conclusion the same thing. One of the things I surmise is as I continue to study is it really just looks like they weaponized snake venom peptides and then rabies virus sequences. Now, when I say that, you have to remember the Latin definition of virus is actually venom. So when you look at the term virus, it doesn't matter what sequence you're looking at. The Latin definition is a toxic excretion or venom. So when you're looking at all of this, yes, it's very problematic. And you talked about the chemicals in the shots, including polyethylene glycol and polysorbate 80. They're designed to cross the blood-brain barrier. That's how they're getting the adjuvants, the spike proteins, which are really just snake proteins, in my opinion. If you're going to drive those into the brain, you're going to create all kinds of neurological problems. One other chemical in the ingredient list you mentioned, or that you talked about, is the nanoparticle hydrogel. Do you know that there's research studies since 2012, 15, confirming that nanoparticle hydrogel is self-assembling? And it's used to create blood clotting that is resistant to heparin. Heparin's a blood thinner you use during surgery so you don't clot and stroke out. You can actually use nanoparticle hydrogel, and they're using it to stop internal bleeding and cause clotting. And that is an ingredient in each of the mRNA shots. So it is an orchestrated, obvious bioweapon that's been created. The total agenda is to get this in as many people as possible. And the world needs to be warned.
What is polysorbate 80?
Polysorbate 80 is a chemical, actually, that all I'm aware of, Dr. Larry Pilevsky did a great job with this, explaining 20 research ways it punches holes in the blood-brain barrier. This is a synthetic chemical that drives penetration of protective tissues around your brain to allow, in the case of flu shots, which they're about to do the mRNA shots with, they're going to actually allow aluminum to cross the blood-brain barrier to lead to neurological conditions like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, you name it.
Unbelievable.
That's its only intent, is to cross the blood-brain barrier.
We have released three excerpts from the upcoming documentary, Died Suddenly. Died Suddenly could probably be about a one-month-long film, all of the people that are dying suddenly. And by the way, you'll notice the Google results are changing the definition or the phrase died suddenly into... a sudden cardiac event. That's what they want to do it now, instead of died suddenly, which is why like spontaneous abortion or miscarriage will be changed to like menstrual abnormality. I mean, this is softening the language. Oh, that sounds nice. A sudden cardiac event. That sounds a whole lot better than died suddenly. But you notice in one of those excerpts that you've seen, the one with Steve Kirsch, the one with a whistleblower, the one with Dr. James Thorpe, OBGYN, and then one with Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, flight surgeon, U.S. Army, Fort Rucker. In that one, there are a lot of similarities in the way that these people are behaving before they die suddenly. They seem to be like reaching out and fighting something off and spinning around. The guy in the grocery store, for example, he's just like, no, don't come at me. What do you think this is?
Oh, yeah. Lots of people have asked me to actually comment on that and actually go through those videos with them on their shows and actually talk about it. They actually believed it was demonic or cursed vaccines. And I would say, no, you don't understand. If you don't look at the bioweapon that you and I disclose to the whole world, if you don't look at the bioweapon, you'll never be able to explain it. It is published, peer-reviewed, and approved over and over and over. There is a visual hallucination aspect and symptom that occurs when venom peptides from snake bites crosses the blood-brain barrier. So if you use a vaccine to do it, using polysorbate 8 or polyethylene glycol, when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, you're going to get visual hallucinations. It's a published side effect of venom exposure to the brain. You know, it's amazing. Bangladesh actually published and approved a study where they found after envenomation from snake bites, before people would die, they would experience schizophrenia, long-term depression, anxiety, PTSD, and visual hallucinations. And what's in schizophrenia? Delusions and hallucinations right before they would die. This is all published side effects of venom and envenomation.
This is envenomation.
This is absolutely worldwide envenomation. There's a depopulation agenda. And if you haven't studied this either, you guys need to go look at all medical professionals. Please do this. When you're looking at serum sickness and mRNA technology, bromelain, I'm not kidding, bromelain, aloe, polyphenols, resveratrol, all of these are known inhibitors of nanoparticle hydrogel and of venoms, and a particular mRNA sequence and component called bradykinins. It's a slow-acting killer. Bradykinins was first discovered in 1960 as a component of viper venom in Brazil. It is a known side effect of the mRNA. Bradykinin, slow death, causing acute renal failure, myocarditis, and death. Bromelain, aloe vera, nicotine, macuna prurines. These are all natural things we need to be looking at to actually try to reverse this. Now, published medically, please, all medical doctors, serum sickness. Stu, your audience needs to hear this. One of the oddest things that came out after the vaccine started to be pushed into the arms of everybody around the world. They said you're not really vaccinated for 14 days. Imagine my shock to find that on the NIH's website, serum sickness, the side effects of venom therapy, actually only show up, the majority of them, between days 5 and 14, which includes Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a side effect of these shots, paralysis of half your body, myocarditis, anaphylaxis, lymphadenopathy. That's actually cancer. That's the toll-like receptors being damaged by these shots. It occurs. It all fits in line with the anti-venom or serum sickness diagnosis. These are all types of therapies you should be considering to actually improve the life outcomes of people who are being injured from venoms.
Unbelievable. This kind of
it is a side effect of vaccines, by the way, too. So please don't ignore this. Serum sickness, look at it. It actually perfectly defines everything. Myocarditis, if you look at openvares.com, look at the day in which the majority of people after the second shot are diagnosed with myocarditis. It's day 13. It sits right inside that 14-day window. Myocarditis is a side effect of anti-venom and venom therapy. It's also a side effect published of vaccines, just in general. Please go study how you handle serum sickness. And the majority of your medical professionals now have a way to address possibly reversing, slowing down the damaging circulating effect of venom peptides circulating throughout the body, or even worse, your DNA making the venom, which is what the purpose of the idea behind mRNA technology. mRNA technology is venom research.
Real quick, because I'm running out of time here. Dr. Malone, the last time he was on this show, said, I don't want to talk snake venom. He's the inventor of the mRNA shots, mRNA technology. Why do you suppose he didn't want to talk about snake venom?
Well, the problem with that is I think you and I should actually get Robert Malone on a show and get Robert Malone and Drew Weissman and Cataline Carrico, who are actually awarded and credited with creating the mRNA technology. They're the ones that disclosed they use snake venom phosphodiesterase in their mRNA gene editing therapy since 2009. And maybe we should get all three of them together. The one who wants to be credited with creating the COVID-19 mRNA shots and those who are actually credited with the mRNA shots. And let's get them together in a room and discuss why it is they don't want to come out and be interviewed by me, any of the three of them, and why they don't want to discuss the snake venom peptides. Why do you refuse?
Yeah. You know, you and I were both, full disclosure here, with Dr. Malone and Dr. Peter McCullough in Tennessee just weeks ago. Again, this wasn't brought up, although specifically addressed. The questions were asked, and we got nothing but scientific word salads. This seems like deflection, as far as I'm concerned. And anybody, by the way, who's talking about a viral infection, anybody who's talking about a contagious virus that's being passed from person to person, they are liars. They are controlled opposition at very minimum, or they are completely clueless. This was never a viral infection. This was never a respiratory infection. This was a man-made, chimerically engineered bioweapon that includes venom, period. Anybody who is unwilling or has not looked at these vials underneath a microscope and is talking about what these vaccines are is lying to you, or they are completely clueless intentionally. I asked the Surgeon General of Florida if he would look at these under a microscope. He laughed, but he said that he would. Anybody, any doctor, anybody out there that has not looked at these things under a microscope and they claim to be some expert, they are part of a plan to give you disinformation, period. Look at these under a microscope, then you become qualified to speak on this. Stop talking about viral infections and go to the whole truth then you are qualified to speak on this. There are a lot of cowards in this story. I refuse to be one of them.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
Heavensharvest.com, get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. Heavensharvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
He's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. Heavensharvest.com.
Please, 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 Stu Carew, please protect yourself and call my friends at Gold Co. Write this number down, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Criminal taxation. We're watching $100 billion go to Ukraine, who's now talking about using a dirty bomb. I'll give you one guess. Where do you think Ukraine would get a dirty nuclear bomb from? You. We are funding it. Hyperinflation. Full-blown recession. Funding our own demise with these shots. And the great financial reset is inevitable. The system, the electronic banking system, checking account, savings account, 401k, retirement accounts, IRAs, investment accounts, all resets to zero. And then your SOL. Physical gold and silver from Gold Co. If you mention Stu Peters, when you call 855-706-GOLD, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver. Call them today, please. Protect yourself. 855-706-GOLD. Call my friends at Gold Co. today. 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. So Karen Kingston found another patent that she says is critical for understanding the real truth about the COVID shots. This time the patent is for quantum dot technology. Quantum dot technology can be used for trace and trace tech. It can also be used in gene editing, which means that it can be used as part of vaccines. Well, Karen believes that this is exactly what's happening, and she chronicled this in a recent post on her Substack blog. Quote, "The electromagnetic fields and frequencies emitted by quantum dots can cause emotional, psychological, and physical disease and dysfunction in our bodies. Quantum dot can be used as neuroweapons and can cause severe disruptions to your emotion, energy, physical abilities, and your ability to think straight, i.e. brain fog. It's evident that the COVID-19 injections contain nanotechnology that can host electromagnetic fields and receive signals. People are magnetic and are suffering from rapid onset of neurological disorders and hallucinations, sometimes resulting in death." Well, Kingston sent our show some additional information that we feel is important for you to know. We'll talk about that with her in a few moments. Quote, "Once the EUA is lifted for COVID-19, legally this executive order could have been stopped by Congress under standard FDA law. Under standard FDA law, no gene editing experiments can be conducted in humans without animal trials first. The legal hurdle will be overridden with Senator Rand Paul's latest bill that he passed through the Senate, which allows manufacturers to skip animal trials if researchers are confident in moving forward with human trials regardless of animal trial results. The majority of our House and Senate representatives are not invested in the American people. They are invested in big pharma and biotech. This is a select list of biotech and pharma companies who are manufacturing the lipid nanoparticle technologies. The bioweapons that big pharma and government can use to contaminate our food, vitamins, supplements, clothing, and water supply will destroy our nation and humanity." Unquote. It's really heavy stuff. We need to hear a whole lot more about this. And to that end, Karen Kingston joins us now. Karen, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu. Today what I'm going to report on that's so critical is that quantum dot, Q dot, is in all of the COVID-19 technologies. And this is it's there. I'm as confident that it's in there as I was when I reported on graphene oxide. So QDOT is literally a track and trace gene editing diagnostic technology that also can do gene editing inside cells. Now, Dr. Jane Ruby was on your show yesterday reporting on the peer-reviewed publication that talked about the in vitro gene editing that's done with SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. That means it's done in the cells. So what QDOT allows to happen is mRNA is not a successful technology. It has to be done in the cells and inside the animal's body. So I'm just going to go through the evidence real quick with your audience. So if you go to Moderna's website, there's a master patent for the lipid nanoparticle technologies. Within that patent, you're going to find patent number 0228565. That's the patent for QDOT, for Quantum Dot. It's owned by Life Technologies, who was acquired by Thermo Fisher Scientific. And what QDOT does is it does penetrates the cells to actually extract the DNA, can target DNA. It uses a technology called FISH, which literally stands for fluorescent in situ hybridization. The point of FISH with the QDOT is to go to cells, target the cells, read the genetic sequences, and then from those genetic sequences, slice and dice, will slice, silence, and then replace it with new genetic sequences. The Quantum Dot technology, there are trillions of them within the pegylated lipid nanoparticles that then go and they actually track each individual cell in the human body. You can go to Thermo Fisher's website and you can look up QDOT and QDOT probe and QDOT tracker. It is for in vivo tracking of cells and hybridization of those cells. So there's a couple of things I want to point out, they can go straight to the Thermo Fisher website. The COVID-19 injections, as well as the COVID-19 products that contain the quote-unquote spike protein, which is a pegylated lipid nanoparticle encapsulated quantum dot, changes your genome forever. I'm just going to read straight from Thermo Fisher's website. So pegylated quantum dots, we know pegylated lipids are in the injections, can be coupled to biomolecules using amine reactive cross-linking chemistries. QDOT carboxyl quantum dots can be coupled to amino-containing biomolecules by amide linkages generated by EDAC-mediated condensation. What that means, Stu, is using photons, using light, quantum dot can get into literally the amino acid sequences of RNA and DNA, disrupt it, and then it's permanently coupled and integrated into our DNA.
So what's the end result of this to a person that's been injected?
Well, right. So as you read through the whole technology, I just want to make that clear. What happens at a cellular level is the technology hijacks the individual cell. It starts to do genetic editing technologies and it merges. So your cells now are part technology and part human. And there actually goes through this apoptosis process. So it kills the cell and creates a new hybrid cell. So that's one of the things that happens. But Quantum Dot is considered an electronic device, right? So it's an intelligent technology. We've gone through this before on your show. So the cells are now receiving signals in your body and can receive directions, and they can also communicate with one another. So ultimately, you will have no free will. There's no free will. Your body has been taken over. So when you show the videos of people who are having those hallucinations, so that's when the Quantum Dot, go through my Substack, that's when this technology is targeted for the central nervous system and the brain. It can penetrate the blood-brain barrier within 30 minutes and start rebuilding your neural network. So those people, we think of the word hallucinations, but to them it's very real. Whatever terrorizing, demonic thing that they're going through, it's very real. If there is a technology that can create hell on earth and trap you there, it would be this technology. But you know, at the end of the day, the quantum dot is used to create, we are the new hybrids. That's what they're doing. They're creating a new hybrid species. So if you go through Thermo Fisher's website, this is supposed to be used in mice, right? So they use it in vivo, which means in body, track and trace for mice. And I think it's important for people to know that it's used, it's photons, it's light signals. So the LED lights play a vital role in activating this technology. I mean, it says right here, Q-dot nanocrystals can be excited using a single light source. So that's the LED light sources as well. But it also talks about how they're injected through the mice's tail, and they integrate into the cells, but they don't then affect other cells, but it's a generational infection. So once they integrate into one cell, as that cell continues to regenerate or produce new material, it will have this new quantum dot integrated into its DNA.
What would be the purpose of putting this technology into a so-called vaccine?
This is COVID-19 is about the destruction of humanity. It's a war on humanity. It's not for a vaccine. It's to destroy God's creation and to create a new demonic creation.
So world governments across the planet have declared open war on citizens of the world.
Yeah. I mean, this has never been, I mean, does anyone really think this is still about public safety and health?
Not this audience. No, of course not.
No. This has always been about fighting God. There are people out there that are nihilists. They think life is pointless. They think they believe in God and they hate God. And this is about fighting God and destroying his children.
So
that is what this has always been about. But I want to say something. My industry, I know this came from my industry. My industry is not evil. I went into the biotech pharma industry because I love people and I wanted to serve people. And, you know, 75, 80% of the people I would say are like that. I mean, there's people that are, you know, money hungry, but I would say 99.9% have no idea. The people that work at Thermo Fisher was a client of mine for 4 years. Some of my best friends are from Thermo Fisher Scientific. They have no idea this technology, how it's being used.
Why don't they know?
They have no concept.
How do they not know? Is it because they watch CNN and Rachel Maddow?
Stu, no one knows how Q-dot's being used right now, except for people that have read my Substack and watching your show. Nobody knows. And the other, you know, and don't say that. Does Dr. Simone Gold know? Does Dr. Malone know? Does Thomas Renz know? They're not talking about Q-dot. Nobody's talking about this technology being in the vaccines and integrating with the human genome. I am talking about it, and no one else is. So don't, you know, do not criticize, take the plank out of our own eyes. Don't criticize the industry. They don't know. They're good people. They're very good people. And someone says, oh, she's one of them. How dare you? Because, you know, we sit here going, we can't believe they believe Fauci. Yet on August 24th of last year, Dr. Malone got on the War Room and lied about the FDA approval. It happened, and it could have changed the entire game, the entire laws of warfare, if he would just state the truth. It's irrefutable that it happened, and because it happened, we could then submit a FOIA request to find out about this radiological electronic device that's been injected in people. And don't tell me he was mistaken. He's done nothing to correct it. Nothing to correct it. So we can't sit here and say, okay, biopharma is evil and the alternative media is evil when we're being deceived by people on our own side.
They're not on our side. If they are deceivers and if they are liars and if they are false teachers and if they are phonies and if they're fakes and if they're controlled opposition and if they're operatives of the intelligence community, they are not on our side. And so I'm tired of people saying, stop being a divider. No. I don't unite with people like that.
Yeah. So this is, I mean, we have to find people. So what I love about my industry is that it's very fact and evidence driven. Okay. Thermo Fisher Scientific is currently selling this technology, like through the manufacturing chain is so complex. People don't even know they're putting this into their products. And right now this is filed under animal use. I don't even know if they filed the PMA under human use and just thought they would get away with it. So, you know, what we need to do is, and what I love about my industry is they're very disciplined. They look at evidence. They don't care about, they don't make false idols, which unfortunately we do a lot of. And they really, for the most part, do things for humanity. So I'm going to continue writing my Substack, which is done in a med legal process. And I'm going to go back to the industry and talk to some whales and get them, you know, to help change the movement. Because our movement has, from what I've witnessed, people who are enjoying celebrity status and enjoying raising funds. And I haven't seen any strategic moves to wake up this nation. We've been in an echo chamber.
Yeah. We certainly need to capture a larger audience, no doubt. Yeah. Do the investors, the big investors into these major pharmaceutical companies, are they aware of any of this? I mean, certainly if people that actually work at these manufacturing facilities don't know what's going in it, then how would their investors know?
The investors don't know either. They don't know. I mean, you know, I would assume someone like Casper, the CEO of Thermo Fisher, obviously he knows what's going on.
They're funding the demise of humanity. They're funding the demise. And if they don't know that, they need to know. Because potentially a lot of these people have souls and a heart and would not be investing in the war on humanity.
No, and if they understood what this technology does to the human genome, what it does to our children and our children's children, there is no posterity. There is no future. And it's worse than that because not only is the genome change, this targets the central nervous system and the hippocampus. It erases memories. It's the most evil demonic technology that's ever been invented. And I know Q-Dot was originally invented for good, but it has to do with the quantum field and quantum mechanics. And it's been used to play God. And it's been used to play God on us and our children and the future of humanity. And it needs to stop. And I believe there are really good people in the biotech pharma industry. They really are really good people. They're intelligent, they're strategic. And I think if they saw the body of evidence in front of them, and a dear friend of mine who's probably, he's probably worth $250 million. He just had a heart attack and lost his 18-year-old niece. And I haven't talked to these people in years because, you know, they did think I was a conspiracy theorist, but they're seeing the death now. And I think as we go through the body of evidence with them, that they will invest in getting the truth out there. You know, because unfortunately our side hasn't invested in the truth.
This technology, like so many others intended for good, has been hijacked by the enemy and used for the destruction of God's creation. And you're bringing it to the forefront. Thank you so much. Make sure that you find her Substack, KarenKingston.substack.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. God bless.
If you're dealing with sleepless nights, let me be clear. That can lead to an early grave. Same with added stress and anxiety and depression and low mood. 75% of Americans are dealing with a deficiency in magnesium, which directly contributes to the increase in stress and anxiety and low mood and depression and sleepless nights and an early grave. So a lot of people understand this and they're looking to companies for magnesium supplements. But they're dealing with companies that are providing magnesium that is the opposite of what it is supposed to be. It's actually a laxative, which means that you're pooping out everything that you're trying to do good for yourself. Not just the magnesium, but everything else that you're supplementing. Well, Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium that will not act as a laxative. No, the exact right amounts, the exact most critical 7 appropriate types of magnesium all in one capsule. Magnesium Breakthrough. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Use Stu Peters 10 at checkout for 10% off site-wide on digestive products and magnesium breakthrough products. Get the sleep that you deserve. Stop with the stress and anxiety. No more depression and low mood. No early grave. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Tyson Illingworth, or Tidy as he goes by on stage, is an Australian songwriter, DJ, and producer of electronic dance music. He signed his first music contract at 17. He was ranked as Australia's number one DJ 2 years in a row. Until this year, Tidy says he was extremely pro-vaccine, like he'd always been told to be. So when the Moderna vaccine became available, he was eager to get it. Quote, "I am pro-evidence-based science and thought the vaccine was safe for me. I believed wholeheartedly that I was doing the right thing by getting vaccinated. I had complete faith and trust in my country's leadership and medical system." Unquote. Big mistake. Just after Tidy's getting his shot, his health completely fell apart. Within days, he developed severe shooting pain in his hands and feet. He became paralyzed. He had to relearn how to use his extremities through extensive rehab. He had to stop touring for 6 whole months. To this day, he suffers from severe neuropathy, a side effect which was never listed on any of the consent forms that he read before being injected. And by the way, none of this even stopped Tidy from getting COVID. Shocker. He still contracted it a couple months later and had a very bad case of it, so bad he wondered if he was going to die. Now, here's where it gets really ominous. Tidy was ready to believe that he might have been a rare case of severe side effects. But what astonished him was how no doctor was willing to publicly admit that that's what this was. Five separate doctors told him, while his paralysis was probably caused by the Moderna shot, they were not willing to put that in writing because they didn't want to be accused of spreading misinformation. All of these experiences have given Tidy a lot of time to think. Just a few days ago, he wrote an essay about his experiences and how they've altered his worldview. He grew up in Australia, but he also lived here in California a decade before this COVID thing happened, whatever that was. So he has a lot of thoughts about how the United States and Australia compare to each other. Given we've talked to both places plenty, we'd love to hear what he has to say to that. And Tidy joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for giving me a platform that could potentially end my career.
You're self-made,
I'm purposely wore this shirt that says, "Can we all just get along?"
Yeah, well, clearly, there's such polarization and such a great divide that I don't know that that's really ever going to be possible. But, you know, we put our faith in higher places. So tell us more about this. And I know that you have a call to action as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, thank you for your monologue. It's very accurate. As you mentioned, I received a vaccine and got severely injured by it. Then was, you know, in the state of, you've got to remember, I've been in LA for 10 years. So I come back to Australia, I've been bragging to everyone about how great our medical system is and saying, you know, if you live in America, like it's going to cost you a lot of money if you break your arm. Come back to Australia and watch what happens. If you break your arm, you're going to get free. Everything's free. You won't have any bills to pay. So anyway, I get back, I get this, I end up in hospital. And whilst I'm in hospital, presenting with severe neuropathy, which is an umbrella term for just damage to your nervous system, I get advised that I should take another shot because if I don't, my first one is redundant. Now, I'm okay if the doctor believes that my first shot was caused by my hairdryer. That's fine. Or I don't know, some deodorant, whatever the previous, what she thought might be correct. However, who in their right mind looks at a patient presenting with severe neuropathic issues and then offers them a medication and says, you need to get this next one, which when any clinician is able to easily Google it and find out that the Moderna vaccine is linked to neuropathy. Therefore, basically just saying, hey, here's something for you that could potentially do it again. And guess what happened? I ended back in hospital and I also ended up now with permanent pain. And in fact, I had to take painkillers to do this interview with you.
What have you been told about speaking out about this?
Well, obviously, speaking out is, that's why I made the joke about career ending. I've been told all sorts of things. You know, the echo chamber that is California and the music industry and Hollywood, I guess, is a wonderful place and also a giant maze of mirrors in which people's thoughts bounce across and just get repeated over and over again. So, but I would like to make, I have limited time with you and I appreciate that your time is valuable and thank you. So I would actually like to make this less about me. If anyone wants to know about what happened to me, that they can look that up. I've written an essay on that. So the information is there.
Sure.
I will tell you some facts very quickly though. It has been, so in Australia, we have certain medical systems in place to help patients that are injured. So I made a complaint to the Queensland Health Ombudsman about this situation. And the reply that I got back was they acknowledged that the Moderna Spikevax could potentially in rare cases cause neuropathy. And I will emphasize here, I don't want to promote not using vaccine. I've had plenty of vaccinations that have worked just fine. But they also acknowledged in their email that I was advised to take a second shot. And then they said, we're going to do nothing about it. we believe the doctor was just acting in their normal rights. And I fail to understand the logic here.
I do endorse staying away from these shots because they're absolutely not a vaccine. And there is a certain obvious nefarious intent involved with this, with the receipts and the patents that have now come to surface, that this has always been about transhumanism and depopulation. These people are evil. This is a demonic agenda. And, you know, the music industry I was close to for a long time, if you read about me, in some of these sham communist outlets like the Daily Beast, they call me a failed rapper. I wasn't a failed rapper. I was somebody who walked away from the hellscape that is the music industry.
I can relate. I can hold a failed DJ all the time.
So major label, record deals, all of that, toured with some of the most famous hip-hop recording artists.
I think you'll find that we can, you know, since when has it become a crime to disagree? And I think that you'll find that having a conversation with me...
It's become a crime to disagree here in the United States. If you disagree with the election results, you get thrown in the DC gulag.
So exactly. So I mean, here is where I'd like to actually present you with some facts that I really hope that your audience can spread, because in Australia we have a small population, and in the state of Queensland we need your help.
Let's hear them. I've got 3.5 minutes left with you. Go ahead.
Okay, so in America you have a beautiful thing called the Constitution, and that has something very important in it, which is the right to free speech. And what you'll find here in Australia is, and now I'm going to. Sorry that I'm reading off notes, but it's due to limited time, is that the health practitioner regulation, national law, and other legislation amendment bill just passed Queensland Parliament on the 13th of August. So it's already passed. Anyway, they've changed wording in this national law, and I'm happy to give you the documentation for fact checking. The wording is public confidence. So initially, the wording in this document in this legislation was for the doctor's oath, so to help patients. However, there's been a very, very stark contrast here, and that is that the wording is intentionally, in my opinion, intentionally vague. In paragraph 3.1, that points out the care of the patient is your primary concern, and the law change legislates APRA, which is Australia's, basically they police the doctors. They have current regulatory approach, which basically means that now they have the rule, they have the ability to tell doctors what they can and cannot say based on public confidence. My question to you is, who decides what public confidence is? Now, I know this is something that is, we don't have a lot of time for, but I want to talk to you about how this affects California as well. Because Australia is not alone in the world and in bad laws and health professionals and healthcare. In the US, the state of California recently passed Bill 2098 in both houses. And this law now designates the dissemination or promotion of misinformation or disinformation related to the coronavirus by a physician or surgeon. And while this national law impacts future doctors' abilities to freely use their clinical experience and training, California law now focuses on COVID-related information and does not align with the government's view. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that with a simple change in words in legislation that gets slipped through has the ability to shift the power into the wrong hands. And that balance of power is now something that will, I'm glad I caught it, but I'm very thankful to the people who helped me catch it, but it's going to go right past a lot of people. And what this means is in, you know, situations regarding, think of, for example, whether you agree or disagree, I honestly don't know your point of view. I'm very sorry, but climate change, think of a medical emergency. Anything could be declared a medical emergency, flood, anything like that. So
climate change and pandemics are the recipe for success that globalist people have found. The global cabal has found to keep people in a constant state of fear. And it's a never ending. It's a perfect thing to continue to introduce restrictions and regulations and the loss of individual liberty and freedom and to make a complete population totally subservient. I'm out of time. I got to go.
Absolutely.
I'd love to have you back. Tidy, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you. Stay free. Stay free.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't think Tidy is a regular viewer of this program. It's too bad. Paralyzed, lifelong pain, neuropathy, been shunned by doctors and told to shut up about this, and still won't come out and say, hey, nobody should get this shot. I don't know if it's because he wants to be politically correct or if he's afraid of backlash. It's really sad. Pray for him and hundreds of millions of people who are in the same boat. They just can't connect the dots. I hope he watches the show more often. We've been told our whole lives to eat certain fruits and vegetables and whole grains to stay in good health. However, according to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a world-renowned heart surgeon, so many so-called health foods in the American diet contain a dangerous toxin that's expanding the waistline. The toxin causes micro tears to form in your fragile intestinal wall, allowing bacteria and waste products to seep into your body. Gross. It's called leaky gut. Millions of people are being affected by this nationwide. Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because leaky gut usually develops over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. But I can assure you the damage is caused by these so-called health foods, and it's far from normal. The good news is the problem can easily be fixed. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden toxin. All of that is explained at gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. Welcome back. So with the midterm elections just a couple of weeks away, if you still believe that we have elections, almost all of the attention in the United States is on domestic politics. Worldwide, the attention is on the new British Prime Minister and Xi Jinping solidifying himself as China's dictator for life. Well, it's not getting much attention, but the war in Ukraine is still going. It's still killing people, real people, and it's still threatening the whole world with nuclear annihilation. In fact, the danger of that is increasing by the day. A few days ago, Russian analysts started to warn that Ukraine might try to use a dirty bomb or some other kind of nuclear weapon to turn the tide of the war. Well, in response, some deranged people in the West have suggested Russia is planning to nuke one of its own cities as an excuse to escalate Ukraine into a nuclear war. It's highly unlikely. But these are the kinds of crazy things that are getting said regularly about this war. And when people get that delusional, they're capable of doing anything. Meanwhile, Congress is still mindlessly feeding tens of billions of dollars, your money, to Ukraine and doing nothing to bring about peace negotiations. They're happy to just continue until this war ends in total catastrophe or the complete destruction of Ukraine as a nation. So how did we get here? Ed Saul is an investigative reporter with the Stu Peters Network. He's been investigating this question for us, and he believes that he has found one surprising answer. Ed, you say that Ukraine's drive to become a globalist smart city hub may be the reason for all of this.
Yes, Stu, and it's a crazy idea. A lot of people don't even know what smart cities are. The short of what a smart city is, Stu, it's a place that has less humans, lots of robots, lots of cameras, and is controlled by the elite. We've all seen movies of this utopia that the left is often talking about and the elite fantasize about. But as it turns out, before the wars, and actually right after the coup, Ukraine was being picked as the template for the entire world for how to build a smart city. The only issue they had, Stu, was they couldn't quite find the funding or the reason to have other countries send billions of dollars to fund this initiative. Now, the thing I found, Stu, because the question's always been, why Ukraine? Why Ukraine? Before this war, Stu, most Americans couldn't even point out Ukraine on a map. Some still can't. But the point of this, Ukraine doesn't just serve as this Eastern European, corrupt, destructive place where you can build bioweapons without oversight. No, it's more than that. It is a fertile place with a warm water port, fertile in both their their crops. They have great people. Unless people know this, great looking people. The fertility rate of the women is through the roof. It's a place where you could carve out a society, and they have. What I have found, Stu, and this goes back actually all the way to 2016, but I'll share something first from South by Southwest. It's this leftist conference every year in Austin. Early this year, the Ukrainian government sent their head of IT development. Her name is Diana Rakus. Now, of course, you think anything Ukraine, they're focusing on the war. And that's what she was asked, too. It's like, hey, Diana, you're here to talk about investment for the war? No, she was there to talk about building up this smart city initiative. This is what put me down this route. She started discussing how Ukraine is still the perfect model for this because they've had a large exodus of people. They've been able to retain a lot of the smartest people, and they've used the guise of war to accomplish this. Up until this point, Stu, one of the biggest issues they had was no one wanted to stay in Ukraine. If you're going into the tech field or you're going into any field for that matter, you wanted to make some real money, you left the country. It had brain drain. Well, the United Nations established a plan back in 2016. Now, this is the website now, Stu. This plan is secret. It's been deleted off the website. I was able to find a version of this, and this is a graph from it. They state in here that the main issues with Ukraine is they have no money. They have no reason to pick and invest from all around the world. This is going to cost billions. Fast forward now to 2022. You have your reason. You have your threat. You have billions of dollars, as you stated, hundreds of billions throughout the world being funneled into the country with no oversight. And they're not using it for the war, Stu. They're using it to build a leftist utopia.
Yeah, none of this is really surprising. I mean, this country is allegedly run by this... Wait, I can't say that word. What do you call these people? These pillow biting fudge
global
packers.
Cabal.
These sodomites. Yeah, it's run by one of these queers that dresses in leather and dances around, who has a $40 million mansion in Miami, who's running around doing photo shoots with Vogue. Is this what wartime presidents do? One of the most corrupt countries on the entire face of the planet, voted the most corrupt country in the entire EU. It is a complete hole, is what it is. So why not build it into some smart city? And if you get rid of all these people, and if you completely destroy all of the infrastructure, the bridges and the buildings and the hospitals, guess what you can do? You can build back better. Does that sound familiar? And building back better, oh, by the way, with a whole bunch of injected people who won't be able to think on their own. No, these people don't want to be in Ukraine, the people who graduate from these colleges and they're smart and they want to get into IT. No, they go to Russia because these are Russians primarily who want to be Russia. They don't want to be Ukraine. These were arbitrary borders set up after Lenin's color revolution, rather. And these people were just forced into this country and now are under the tyrannical dictatorship of Nazi rule in that country. Prove me wrong. Edward Zoll, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate that. Smart cities. It's like a wet dream for these liberal psychopath bastards, these Hershey Highway riding butt pirates that want everything with a penis to chop it off and grow boobs. Everything that doesn't have one should get one, and then everything with a penis is having sex with each other. If you resist any of this, you're sent to a gallows for execution or imprisoned without due process indefinitely. Everything that still survives is bathing and watering their houseplants in mRNA vaccine. These people are straight up psychopaths. Meanwhile, the booster shots are killing millions.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
You know, we live in extraordinary times. Times where it seems like we're living through hell on earth, actually. But I am just so grateful for all of the information that's just blasting out there. The information that we're learning on this program every day from experts, scientists, doctors, researchers, the findings, the patents, the receipts, all of it. I'm just so excited about it because people are starting to learn that Big Pharma is not what Big Pharma is meant to be. Bioweapons laboratories all over the place. A pill for this and an injection for that and a vaccine for this and that. Neurotoxins for your kids for ADHD. You know, cancer treatments that are actually poisonous. When cancer is likely just inflammation? No, treat yourself naturally. That's what so many people are starting to do. And I'm so thankful for all of our advertisers here on this program that are allowing people to realize the importance of natural treatments, the way to really stay healthy. Think about how healthy your grandparents were. How manly your grandpa was compared to the that we see out here now. Unbelievable. But this all goes back to natural things from the ground like hemp for CBD, which is why so many people are using CBD products to treat things like stress and anxiety, to treat things like pain, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, arthritic pain. But you go online and look at the testimonials, what people are using CBD to treat. It's absolutely amazing. Kids with ADHD are reporting magnificent, fantastic results from using CBD. People with Parkinson's disease, people with cancer, all natural, hemp, grown right here in my home state of Minnesota because the company that I choose to do business with for my CBD needs is Curable. Family-owned business, curable.com, that's K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Go there, do your own research, figure out all of the things that you can treat. Seasonal allergies, migraine headaches, it's absolutely amazing. Muscle creams, joint creams, I mean balms, all kinds of stuff. And if you don't like the greasy stuff all over you, guess what? They have the dry sprays from Curable right here. They have the cooling roll-on right here that I use all the time. Yeah, Curable.com. You get 20% off site-wide when you use promo code STU at Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. Use promo code STU at Curable.com. It's time for the Died Suddenly story of the day. I hate these things. I hate reading these things. Every one of these stories is a human life lost. Somebody's child. Somebody's mother or father. And although I hate it, we're bringing you a new story every day of someone who dropped dead shortly after taking one of these stupid COVID shots. And we'll keep doing it until the release of our Died Suddenly documentary in November. As always, we invite you to submit your story at diedsuddenly.info. This week's story is submitted to us from Canada, and it has a shot that we haven't mentioned before yet, the AstraZeneca shot. The person in question is one of Canada's many recently deceased doctors, Dr. Hannah Rittenberg of British Columbia. The person who submitted this entry tells us, quote, "Hannah was my doctor of over 40 years. She was always healthy. She died a few weeks later of a cardiac arrest after taking one AstraZeneca shot, the only day that it was offered in my town." This was shortly before Canada stopped the AstraZeneca shots, unquote. It's my prediction that more people will view Died Suddenly, that documentary, than viewed the Titanic. Billions and billions of people are being impacted by this demonic agenda. That documentary coming in November.
I was vaccinated in March of 2021. My wife was vaccinated, same period of time, and all my kids were vaccinated. So you couldn't call me an anti-vaxxer. I've always gotten all these vaccines that the government has recommended. I've always trusted the government. And then I started hearing stories from my friends. So one person, she asked me if the vaccines were safe, and I said, of course they're safe. They're the most tested vaccine. You know, and I'm repeating the whole party line that I've been told, because I have no reason not to believe it. And I said, why are you asking me this question? I mean, like, you know, have you not turned on the news? Like, where have you been, you know, in the last year? She said, well, three of my relatives were vaccinated and they died a week later, and they were all perfectly healthy before they got the vaccine. And I said, well, that's impossible. That must be wrong. And then she replied, yeah, but they're dead.
We're out of time for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more on the Stu Peters Show. Until then, God bless you.